بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويا قوم لا يجرمنكم شقاقي أن يصيبكم مثل ما أصاب قوم نوح أو قوم هود أو قوم صالح، وما قوم لوط منكم ببعيد.
Verse number 89. He continued, O my people, do not let your hatred for me make you deny what I have brought. You should fear that you will suffer like the people of Nuh, the people of Hud, or the people of Saleh. The people of Lut are not far from you, in time nor place. You know what happened to them, so take a lesson from that.
وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ.
Verse number 90. Seek forgiveness from your Lord, then repent to Him from your sins. My Lord is compassionate to those who repent, and is most loving to those who turn to Him.
قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبُ مَا نَفْقَهُ كَثِيرًا مِّمَّا تَقُولُ وَإِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِينَا ضَعِيفًا وَلَوْلَا رَهْطُكَ لَرَجَمْنَاكَ وَمَا
Verse number 91. The people of Shu'aib said to him, O Shu'aib, we do not understand much of what you've brought. We regard you to be weak amongst us, and you are not one of the senior leaders. If it were not that your family follows our religious beliefs, we would have killed you by stoning. To us, you are not a person of honor, such that we would be afraid of killing you. The only reason we did not kill you is out of respect for your family.
قال يا قوم أرهطي أعز عليكم من الله واتخذتموه وراءكم ظهريا إن ربي بما تعملون محيط.
Verse number 92. Shu'aib said to his people, O my people, is my family more respectable and honored to you than Allah your Lord? Did you throw Allah behind you when you did not accept the Prophet He sent to you? My Lord surrounds what you do. No action of yours is hidden from Him. He will repay your behavior in the world with destruction and in the afterlife with punishment.
ويا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل سوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ومن هو كاذب سوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ومن هو كاذب وارتقبوا إني معكم رقيب.
Verse number 93. O my people, do what you are able to in the manner you wish. I will also act in the manner I wish, as far as I can. Soon, you will come to know which of us is to receive a punishment of humiliation as justice, and who is lying in their claim. So wait for Allah's decision, and I will also wait with you.
نَجَّيْنَا شُعَيْبًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا وَأَخَذَتِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ.
Verse number 94. When my command to destroy the people of Shu'aib came, I rescued Shu'aib and the people of faith with him through mercy from me. Those of his people who did wrong were afflicted with the intense blast and they died. In the morning, they were found lying on the ground with their faces in the dust.
كأن لم يغنوا فيها ألا بعدا لمدين كما بعدت ثمود.
Verse number 95. It was as if they had never resided there previously. Without doubt, Midian was distanced from Allah's mercy when his punishment fell on them, just as Thamud was driven away from it by Allah sending down his anger on them.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ.
Verse number 96. I had sent Musa with my signs that indicated my oneness and with clear evidence that proved the truth of what he brought.
إلى فرعون وملئه فاتبعوا أمر فرعون وما أمر فرعون برشيد.
Verse number 97. I sent Musa to Pharaoh and the nobles from his people. These nobles followed Pharaoh's command to them to disbelieve in Allah. The command of Pharaoh was not one that was right to be followed. Beneficial points. 1. The verses condemn those ignorant people who do not understand the signs brought by the prophets. 2. The verses condemn and declare foolish those who follow the instructions of people while ignoring Allah's sacred law. 3. The verses demonstrate the role of the family in supporting the call and the callers towards Allah. 4. The idolaters are driven away from Allah's mercy.
يقدم قومه يوم القيامة فأوردهم النار وبئس الورد المورود.
Verse number 98. Pharaoh will go ahead of his people on the day of judgment until he enters them and himself into the fire of hell. What a wretched place he will lead them to.
وَأُتْبِعُوا فِي هَذِهِ لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِئْسَ الرِّفْدُ الْمَرْفُودِ.
Verse number 99. Together with the destruction and drowning that afflicted them, Allah followed that with a curse, and with their being driven away and distanced from His mercy in this world and on the Day of Judgment. What an evil thing happened to them, in that they became the subject of two curses and punishment in the world and the afterlife.
ذلك من أنباء القرى نقصه عليك منها قائم وحصيد.
Verse number 100. I inform you, O Messenger, of the incidents of the towns that have been mentioned in this surah. The landmarks of some of these towns still exist, and the landmarks of others have been wiped out without any trace.
وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَمَا أَغْنَتْ عَنْهُمْ آلِهَتُهُمُ الَّتِي يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دون الله فما أغنت عنهم آلهتهم التي يدعون من دون الله من شيء لما جاء أمر ربك وما زادوهم غير تتبيب.
Verse number 101. I did not wrong them by afflicting them with the destruction, but they wronged their own souls by bringing them to the point of destruction when they disbelieved in Allah. The Allahs they used to worship besides Allah did not push back the punishment that came down on them when the command of your Lord, O Messenger, came for their destruction. These Allahs of theirs only increased them in loss and destruction.
وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد.
Verse number 102. Such is the grip and annihilation with which Allah seizes the town that deny in every time and place. His grip of such disobedient towns is painful and strong one.
إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِمَنْ خَافَ عَذَابَ الْآخِرَةِ ذَٰلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَجْمُوعٌ لَهُ النَّاسُ وَذَٰلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ.
Verse 103. In Allah's severe punishment of those disobedient towns, there is a lesson and warning for the one who fears the punishment of the Day of Judgment. Allah will gather people on that day to make them to account, and it will be witnessed by all people on the plains of the resurrection.
وَمَا نُؤَخِّرُهُ إِلَّا لِأَجَلٍ مَعْدُودٍ.
Verse number 104. I only postpone that witness day for a time that is known.
يَوْمَ يَأْتِ لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ.
Verse number 105. When that day comes, no soul will be able to present any argument or make any intercession, except after he gives permission. People on that day will be of two types, a miserable person who will enter the fire of hell, and a delighted person who will enter paradise.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ.
Verse number 106. Those who are wretched because of their disbelief and corrupt actions will enter the fire of hell, in which their voices and their breath will be raised due to the severity of the blazing fire that they will suffer from.
خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ فَعَّالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ.
Verse number 107. They will live in it eternally, and will not come out of it for as long as the heavens and the earth last, except for those sinful monotheists whom Allah wills to remove from it. Your Lord, O Messenger, is the one who does whatever he wishes, and nothing can force him to do something.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ عَطَاءً غَيْرَ مَجْذُوذٍ.
Verse number 108. Those who are made fortunate by Allah because of their faith and good actions will be in paradise. They will live there eternally for as long as heavens and earth last, except for those sinful monotheists whom Allah wills to enter into the fire of hell for a time. The delight that Allah will provide for the people of paradise will never be cut off from them. Beneficial points. 1. The verses warn against following the leaders of evil and corruption, and they explain the misfortune that results in both the worlds because of following them. 2. Allah is innocent of being accused of injustice when he destroys those who associate partners with him and commit sin. 3. The Allahs of the idolaters will not be of any benefit on the Day of Judgment to those who worship them, and they will not be able to save them from the punishment. 4. People will be divided into two groups on the Day of Judgment, the fortunate who will live eternally in paradise, and the wretched who will live eternally in the hellfire.